Well, FX's Atlanta is just one of the many entertainment projects that are made in Georgia and contribute to the multi-billion dollar local industry that it has become. So you ask, what else is shooting? Let's go on set in Georgia.
Here we go. Movie!
In Georgia!
We make films.
Movies?
Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars.
Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Jennifer Brett writes for the AJC's Atlanta Buzz blog. Jennifer, welcome back.
Good morning.
Atlanta should maybe be called the world's superhero headquarters. Marvel's Black Panther was partially filmed here, and it just passed the billion-dollar mark at the box office. Here's a scene from the film featuring Chadwick Boseman and 92-year-old actress Dorothy Steele, who is from Atlanta.
Crow has escaped our pursuits for almost 30 years. Not capturing him is perhaps my father's greatest regret. I wish to bring Claw back here to stand trial.
Wakanda does not need a warrior right now. We need a king.
Jennifer, Black Panther is not going to be the last Marvel flick filmed in Atlanta. What else is going on?
Oh, my goodness. No, Black Panther is just the latest of many Marvel productions to shoot here. Coming up next, we're going to look out for Avengers Infinity War due out this spring. And then Avengers, whatever they call the next one, still a working title, is going to come out in 2019. Captain Marvel is shooting now in Los Angeles, but I would not be surprised to see a little bit of work done here on that project as well. There's kind of been this tug of war coast to coast due to, you know, tax credits, and it's basically whoever can, you know, work out the best deal. But Samuel L. Jackson is starring in that one once again as Nick Fury, Brie Larson in the title role. So we're going to see that one coming out next. Ant-Man and the Wasp is among the other projects that have filmed here. Ant-Man was the very first Marvel production filmed here in Atlanta, headquartered out of Pinewood. AUE Screen Gems also is getting in on the action. That's where Black Panther filmed. I am waiting for the announcement of Black Panther 2. Fingers crossed that we'll be hearing that at some point and that it'll be filming in Atlanta.
Let's move on to some other productions. One thing we know about actor Will Smith is that he doesn't like bugs. Here he is in Men in Black.
Well, well. Big bad bug got a bit of a soft spot, huh? See, what I can't understand is why you gotta come down here bringing all this ruckus.
Turns out poor Will Smith is now getting eaten alive by Georgia bugs. He turned to social media to complain about the state's insect population. He is in Savannah, below the gnat line, working on a new film. What can you tell us about what he's working on?
Yeah, poor Will Smith. He doesn't like bugs, but they apparently love him. He posted this really funny Instagram clip of him wearing a bug net, and he said the off that he's spraying on is just attracting them and having the opposite effect of the desired effect. He's filming Gemini Man. He stars as an over-the-hill hitman who faces off against a younger clone of himself. So it's going to be Will Smith versus Will Smith and all the bugs in Georgia in addition. This has been filming, like you say, in the Savannah area, and so the other day he was tromping through the swamps, I think in the Pooler area, like right before you get to Savannah, so hopefully he'll learn to coexist with all our critters down here.
In another Georgia project, Ryan Gosling is going where few men have gone before.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Gosling stars in a new movie based on the first moon landing. Jennifer, what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, this is First Man. It's due out in October of this year. He stars as the space hero. This is not the first space race movie to be filmed in Atlanta, of course. Hidden Figures was filmed here a couple years ago and got lots of acclaim. We're going to see some local spots showing up on the big screen when First Man is out. It filmed in a number of area locations, including the Briarcliff Mansion that's part of Emory. So look out for that.
Well, as we just heard, Samuel L. Jackson may have been a stand-in for Bill Cosby at one time, but he typically plays a mean, down-to-business, no-muss-no-fuss characters.
Now, do you ever want to see me again? Do you ever want to see me again? No. What's my name? I forgot. What's my name? Gosh, Jack.
Samuel Jackson has been working on another installment of the Shaft series. Jennifer, what do you know about it?
Looking forward to this one. He actually gave us a little sneak preview of the Shaft action when Samuel L. Jackson showed up at the Black Panther screening that Atlanta hosted right before that movie came out. It was held at the Fox Theater, and Samuel L. Jackson appeared on the screen, on the stage, right before Black Panther aired. He talked about working on Shaft. He's a Morehouse man, so of course, no stranger to Atlanta. Always great to see him back, and looking forward to this one.
In the last 30 seconds, let's take a moment to salute one of the worst films of 2017, which was, we're very proud to say, made right here in Georgia. What film takes the title?
Oh, man, this is Baywatch, the adaptation of the TV series. This was filmed down in the Tybee Island area, and it could have been so fun and so funny, but it just was kind of gross. And so it was up for the Razzie, the sort of anti-Oscars. Unfortunately, the Emoji movie was even worse and managed to edge Baywatch aside, but Razzies didn't let the Baywatch go home without any hardware. They kind of cooked up a new award. The adaptation won the movie so bad you kind of loved it eventually, but I think it was pretty awful.
That's Jennifer Brett with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Atlanta Buzz Blog. Thank you, Jennifer.
See you soon.
It's on Second Thought.